local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
This is your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and we're doing things a little bit different today because, Mother Nature was threatening to get in the way, and we just didn't want to mess with it. So Robin Doulas with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce is joining me, but it's virtual today. But hey, whatever works, we'll make it work, Robin.
We will make it work. We seem to always do that pretty well.
Yeah, it's called improvising. I've gotten pretty good at that over the years.
You're very good at that, Corey.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing sometimes, but,
It just depends. Depends on the day.
Yeah, and it depends on the situation, I think.
That is true.
So, we bring you on, the second Tuesday of every month to talk about all of the things happening over there in Waseca. And, just to say there's a couple of things happening, that's, understatement of the decade, maybe?
I think so. There's been so many things. It's hard to remember what day it is.
Yeah, I don't know either most of the time. I just kind of make it up. That's why I'm kind of glad this happens on Tuesdays, because then I know kind of what's going on roughly.
That is true. I'm good till maybe about Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So I want to start by just looking back into last week here just a little bit. City of Waseca, I know Chamber, there was a whole committee actually involved in this to get some new Christmas decorations in downtown. I was not there. It was too cold that night for me to come out and deal with it. But the videos and photos I've seen, they look absolutely fantastic.
They are beautiful. This actually has been a process that has in the last year, and it actually is a subcommittee of the chamber, and it's under our tourism board. And we have had some great people help us, and just kind of looking, for, I think for the last few years, people have been, I've heard, what can we do different with the decorations downtown? And so this committee was formed. Probably in early spring, we started looking at different things, a lot of different options, and we came up with the snowflakes, and they are amazing. I mean, when you go downtown, you can see them. If you're on either end of town driving down, they are so pretty. We've got the poles are wrapped in the blue lights, I believe, and then the snowflakes are white, and we have big ones on the corners. I think they're like 5.5 feet tall, and then we have smaller ones on the other poles, and it was really fun. Like I said, it was a collaborative effort. We had some very generous donors. Kicked it off kind of in a lighting ceremony on Thursday night, and it was cold. It was super cold, but it's just amazing to see. And you're like me. You know, we both grew up here, and we kind of wanted to try to bring back some of that Christmas in the city feeling that used to be. When my girls danced on the courthouse steps in the freezing weather for years. We had the parades and things. So this is actually the first phase in multiple phase project of different things we're going to do, but it was kind of a hallmark moment, and the lights came on, and it was amazing. I mean, they're beautiful. If you haven't seen it yet, it is really, really neat to look down, Main Street and see all these snowflakes on the poles. It just looks so cool. It's so Christmassy.
And trust me, if you haven't seen them, just drive through. You're not going to miss them.
No,
are bright and they're right there, which is what you want.
Yes. It's kind of like, you sit there and I might watch a few Hallmark movies during, the Christmas season, maybe one or two, even though they all end the same. But, we don't care. But it's just kind of you walk down the street, we get the shops open on the weekends and on the evenings that they're open. And it's just that feeling is kind of starting to come back, which is very cool. And that was what we were aiming for. So, a lot of work, a lot of collaboration between people, and it turned out it's beautiful. It's so pretty. It's just amazing.
And one final piece on this, and we can move on. But, a lot of people from in town, might think, what took so long to get this? Like you said, it's not an easy process, and there's a lot of cost involved to make this happen.
Yes. A lot of moving parts. Like I said, a lot of generous donors. Very, very thankful for that. There's a lot of things, and it takes time to try to find the right thing and what's going to fit. But yeah, it's a great start, and we're super excited. And these will stay up through Sleigh and Cutter. So very excited about that. So yeah, you check it out because you'll have lots of opportunities to see it.
And I'm excited to see, you know, what comes in later phases too, because, you know, if this is just the start,
yeah,
no, that sets a bar awfully high.
I know. So yeah, we've already started looking at, you know, next, you know, what's next? What can we do next? And we kind of want to tie everything with the fairground lights, because this is actually the fifth year for the lights at the fairground. And that's been pretty cool too. And we actually have two more weekends of the lights at the fairgrounds, and Santa will be there this Saturday due to weather. You know, when he was supposed to be there on the 29th, he will be there this Saturday from 6 to 8 at the onion ring stand. So, you know, bring the kiddos out, you know, drive through, walk through. Hopefully the weather is better. I think it's supposed to be by Saturday.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best to make sure Mother Nature doesn't get in the way for the third weekend in a row. But
yes,
by what I'm
please.
Seeing, just bundle up if you're coming out. It's going to be cold.
It is going to be cold.
Yeah.
It is.
So just be ready for that.
But be ready. But you'll get cookies, and we have hot chocolate, and it's super fun to drive through. We have a lot of fun displays, and some businesses have worked really hard to get their displays up. So just another thing for holidays that we like to do for the community.
Yeah, and let's just touch on some of the details. We talked about this last time you were on with us, but this particular thing, you know, it's a great community event, and even better, it's free other than, you know,
yes,
just a donation to the food shelves.
Yep. A non-perishable food donation is great. We do have the food shelves that are manning the gate, and it's just fun. They're fun. They ad lib a lot. They're like, hey, make sure you check this out or what this. So it's just a fun thing to do. And you'll see us wandering around making sure everything works, because every once in a while, you know, something might go out because they are, you know, lights. Or
yeah,
inflatables that maybe not inflate the right way, but we make it work.
Again, you kind of improvise a little bit. You never know.
We totally improvise all the time. It always works.
All right. And you also, something you've been talking about here for a little while, the e-newsletter, that is really starting to move along there, Robin.
Yeah. It's a great resource for our chamber members. Very cool to keep everybody kind of in the loop of what's happening.
And as far as that, starting out going just to chamber members, so maybe
correct,
that's an opportunity for a business that isn't a chamber member wants to be in the loop, you know, there you go.
Yeah, another you know, service that we are starting to provide. So yeah, if you're interested in that, you know, we'd love to talk to you about, you know, what our chamber can do for businesses, and you know, we're here to support them, and that's just another little piece that we can we can make work, which is kind of fun. It's fun to do. We really enjoy it, so we're excited about it.
And so how would businesses get in contact if they want to start that conversation?
They can just either call us at our phone number, which is 507-835-3260, email info@wessecachamber.com, and you can get a hold of me, and my assistant, Christy, is great, and you know, we can help you with that.
All right. We are talking with Robin Doulis from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce, and I think we probably better get to our break here before we get on too long here. But we got plenty more to talk about as we continue into the holiday season, as we continue our conversation with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll do more of this on the other side of the break when your community connection continues, brought to you by Keene Bank on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And we're going to continue our conversation now here on Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank, with Robin Doulis from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. You know, Robin, we were just talking during the break here that we never have an issue trying to come up with enough things to talk about. In fact, you've got a whole list of things that are happening even before we get into, I guess you could say, the bulk of the holiday season. So let's just get some of that out there. And again, a lot of the stuff will be featured in upcoming e-newsletters. So again, chamber businesses, chamber members need to get involved with that. But, you know, we'll tell you about it, too.
Yeah, we will. Just running through a couple things before we hit some of the bigger things. Very cool this year. The farmers market has moved out to Farm America for the winter. So back in November, they started the Waseca County Winter Farmers Market. So every other Saturday from 8 to noon, you have vendors and makers and crafters and bakers that are out at the farmers market. The next one will be December 20th. And this event is also on our chamber Facebook page, but it's a very cool way for the people that are at the farmers market in the spring, summer, and fall to continue that through the winter. So I have not been out there yet, but I've heard that it's going really well.
So I was going to say, if it's anything like what they were doing during the spring and summer with the number of different vendors and such that had out there, that's going to be a fantastic thing to check out.
Yeah, I think there was a couple weeks we probably had about 40 vendors at the fairgrounds. So this is awesome. So yeah, definitely get out to Farm America and, you know, check that out. Let's see, what else have we got? Starfire is doing Winter Wonderland and Holiday Craft Show. The first weekend was last weekend. They are doing the 13th and 14th. I think that's this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. According to the calendar that's on my computer in front of me.
There we are. That looks good. They're doing, it looks like Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there again. You've got Team Academy is hosting a new student open house this Thursday from 3 to 7. So something fun there to check out if your littles are starting school. And then another very cool thing at Farm America again on the 12th and 13th from 4 to 7, it is the Santa Experience. You can meet Santa in Farm America's iconic red barn. You do have to purchase tickets. That link should be on our website, or you can go to the Farm America Facebook page and you can buy tickets. I think it's $5 per person, but kind of cool. Kind of looks like a fun thing to do.
And that's taking advantage of maybe one of those hidden gems that we have in Wasika County. How about
that? Oh my gosh, yes. They do so many things. They have done so many things. We've been out there a couple times this year, and it's just amazing. The staff is great, and they're always having things going on, so it's a great thing to check out.
All right, what else you got there? I know you got plenty more.
Oh, my gosh. I know. FM Bank is having their Christmas open house Wednesday, December 17th from 9 to 4. Cookies, hot cocoa, coffee, and drawings. And then one of our newest members, Barefoot Lane. Very cool. She is having a kind of a open house, Happy Holidays, December 17th and 19th from 8:30 to 5, and December 23rd and 24th from 8:30 to 5. Have you ever had her baked goods, Corey?
I have not, and that's maybe for the better for me.
She's great. She's actually one of our newest chamber members. So much fun. Just such a sweet, sweet girl. Does a lot. That information is, I believe, on our Facebook page, or our chamber website also. But yeah, check that out. I mean, she does sourdough. So she has the breads and the cookies and granola and cinnamon rolls. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Very excited to have her as a new chamber member.
I'm going to say yes, please.
I might have to bring you some, Corey. We might have to work this out. I'll see what I can do.
We don't turn that down around here.
No, I'm sure that, you know, you guys never say no when somebody brings you food or anything like that.
Yeah, just remember, when you come to the zoo, you got to feed the animals.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's some of the things that are going on. There also is, once we're getting toward the end of the season, there is Mark Pearson, his 75th birthday is looking to be Friday, December 19th, and the mill is having live music and just having a great time for Mark. Super, super nice guy. He does actually our concessions at the fairgrounds. And they do the raising money for St. Paul for their mission trips. Super nice guy, but he's having a big birthday party.
You got to love when the whole community can get involved in something like that.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I think growing up in a small town, you see that more. And we have tons of stuff. And then if you want to hit New Year's Eve, ASBE will be at the mill on December 31st. Doors open at 7. Band starts at 8:30.
And goes well into the night, I'm going to guess.
The night. And then, into 2026 anyway.
Yeah, so. Whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, that's just a couple things that are going on in the next few weeks. You know, plus Christmas is in there, too. So
yeah, it's in there somewhere. Something like that.
So
one of the last things that I want to get to is being the Christmas season. You were just talking about a lot of the different retailers and such that are right there in Wasika, whether downtown or whatever. Just a reminder that they are there and shopping local, how important that is this time of year.
That is huge. You know, everything, all that money stays in our community, and we have a lot of great shops. I know I've been to a few, you know, this year, just a few. You know, don't tell my husband, you know, he doesn't need to know, you know. Just the way that it is. But yeah, it's important, you know, support our local businesses. They in turn do a lot for our community. And plus they have some amazing things. You know, you're going to find some things there that you couldn't find maybe in some other, you know, big, huge retail stores or things like that. But we have some gems here, and it's just fun. And then, you know, they're our neighbors and our friends, and it's fun to go support them. And yeah, you get some really great service and just support. That's the biggest thing, I think.
Yeah, of course, just sitting on the couch ordering something online is the easy way to do it. But, you know, it has more meaning when you actually go and take the time to go and get it and shop around for it.
Agreed. And again, you know, it's fun to go in and see your friends and neighbors and to help them succeed and to just get in there and visit with them. My problem is I go in and I'm in there for a really long time just because it's fun to talk to them and just to look and see all the things. So, yeah, it's kind of my favorite time of year. It's important to do it all year, but, you know, especially here.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? We're out of time again.
Oh, my gosh. Every time.
Yeah, it never fails with us. But
I know.
Yeah, we do have to get running here. We do have your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here at 12:30. Then John Partridge will join you starting at 1 o'clock. He'll kick it off with your dad joke of the day, of course. Whoa. And then be listening this afternoon, too. We have another giveaway for Hope Butter from the Steele County ADA coming your way. When you hear the sound of the cowbell, you're going to want to call John at 451-2222. Robin Dulles with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Corey, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll talk to you again in 2026.
Sounds good.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on our Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.